Tsunami Gaff. Wasting every Saturday night together. Only Tsunami.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to...
Fuck you.
Okay, restart.
Records going backwards sound here.
You might be wondering how we got here.
Yeah.
Yep, that's me. You may be wondering how we got into this situation. This is episode 57 of the Tsunami Gaff podcast. I'm Greg Zeno. Here this week we have B-Dubs.
Hello.
C. Kohler.
Hey.
And Imperial Bishop.
Hi, everybody. I'm back again.
He's back. Yeah. But this time he's a southern chicken lawyer.
Well, chicken lawyer. I do comply, sir.
I do concur.
Yeah, I can't do impersonation, so I'm not fun.
So, yeah.
So, quick bit of news. Samurai Jack Marathon. The whole final season.
Yes! I'm going to stay up late for that. So late.
I guess the downside is that Super and Attack on Titan get preempted. And Tokyo Ghoul gets preempted, too. So
I'm not seeing much downside here.
Yeah, me neither.
So they're going to extend the block to show the whole thing, right? Like
yeah, they're adding another slot on in the back.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's a pretty huge thing for both, you know, Adult Swim and Toonami, so it makes sense that they would.
But I'm curious to see what they do after the marathon. Will we lose 11? Will we gain 330?
I think it's going to depend entirely on what, if they have anything set to replace it, which I don't think they do.
11 is gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
Yeah, looking at those ratings.
11 can be the, you know, Adult Swim show that is tied to Toonami slot. So, like, I'm sure it'll come back for Fooly Cooly. And then, you know, whatever, if anything else they do.
Yeah.
Basically, whatever they give Gendy next.
But they're not going to, like, move Super up.
No, I don't think it's going to pull in the numbers for that, given the earlier airing.
And I'm kind of going to let this off my chest. I'm kind of don't have a problem with that, because to watch the entire block. You know,
yeah, Saturday I'm with now. You. It's kind of like an extra half an hour.
Yeah,
on Saturday night, it's not terrible. Right. Yeah, I kind of like having that back.
Yeah,
like, oh, yeah. Can't do any plans after 11 because that's Toonami. So,
so isn't MomoCon coming up? Is it this month? I believe it's late May, like May 26 something.
It's something like that.
Hmm. So right before the marathon. Interesting.
Well, they're probably not. I mean, no, that's probably too late to say, hey, something replacing Jack, but they'll probably be like, okay, go. Okay, check it. IBO replacing Unicorn. Stardust Crusaders is coming. Fooly Cooly.
Bring back Bleach.
I mean, it would entirely depend on what they had, like, in the thing. Like, if they somehow got, like, Bleach Blood War and nobody noticed it until, like, they announced it. Like, it's like, starting this week.
I don't know. Perot could not be working on a new Bleach anime without anyone noticing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
MomoCon is not this week, it's next week.
Right.
Okay.
So it's that soon. It's like the 25th, so it's just like about a week and 2 days from now.
I was one day off.
Yeah.
It was close.
So we're going to probably hear something then, for sure.
If it's Boruto, oh my god.
Oh god.
I've said it a bit fast. I wouldn't mind Boruto.
I honestly wouldn't mind if they just drop shipping in and were like, Boruto, at the top of the block.
I'd be for that.
Like, fuck spoilers, hey, here you go.
Like, clearly, like, fuck, who cares?
If Naruto Shippuden's gonna go as downhill as you guys have said,
It's not going to be until after this arc. Like, I'd like to at least get through this arc so I can see the whole thing animated and then they can cancel it.
The very end of this arc.
Which I am totally okay with.
Which is basically the, like, cap shot. Like,
yeah,
it's already dead, but they just put one more in the head just to make sure.
Yeah.
They could do like they're doing with DBZ maybe and, like, run both for a little while. I don't know.
Oh, no, man.
If they were going to do that, I would rather they, you know, got rid of Naruto instead of One Piece.
Well, we didn't get to make that call.
We have two long runners taking up the slot again. People are going to be playing. Oh my god, long runners. No!
Boruto, though, is like new. So even if Boruto turns out to be a long runner, at least it's fresh and it's not like some show that's, you know, going to be running forever that's old.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, a lot's going to depend on how good it is, too.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, it's pretty decent.
I want My Hero Academia. I know you guys don't like it, but I like that show.
I like it. It should have been on the block. Honestly, it should have been on the block last year, but
I think it missed its chance. It missed its chance, and two, the chance was diluted because the first season came and it was like, okay.
Well,
so now if they wanted to air both, it'd be like, do we really want to devote like 3/4 of the year to this show?
You know what's funny, though? This is just me completely speculating and throwing this out there. But when I watched it on Funimation when they were doing the Cybeldub or whatever, it just had the normal opening and ending in Japanese. But they've gone back and redid the openings and endings so that it has English text on them. Kind of makes me think maybe they're planning on airing them. But that could just be a coincidence.
That's probably just for like DVD Blu-ray stuff.
Yeah, they do the same thing with One Piece and Kai as well.
Like, it's like, we made up the Blu-ray DVD masters, put them in there.
Could be, yeah. But it kind of gave me a little hope. I'm like, oh, maybe they're kind of planning on bringing it to Nami.
And also, they would, like, there's no way Toonami doesn't grab Mob Psycho first.
I don't know. I mean, I both are great, but here's my thing is that, like, it's obvious that superheroes are just huge right now. And it just makes so much sense, I think, from a Toonami standpoint. It's at everything a Toonami show should have, action, animation, all this stuff. But then it's got the whole like superhero aspect, which is super popular. So it just feels like a perfect fit. Mob Psycho is a great show, but it's also weird. And so I think it's like less likely than My Hero Academia, personally.
I mean, I would say that if it wasn't the most requested show.
Yes. Yeah. And I think then, probably a good show, too, so...
And also, I want to mention that One Punch Man Season 2 should be coming out this year?
No, I believe it's next year.
Next year. Well, I don't know if Viz does dubs. They don't do simul-dubs. But it would be really cool if we had My Hero Academia Season 1 and 2 airing, and then you had brand new dub premieres of One Punch Man Season 2 airing alongside as well. That would be pretty awesome. Mm.
I mean, I'm still hoping we get Lupin, if only because that's awesome. I mean, it was the third most requested thing.
Because it's clear that they're just looking for a reason to air it.
Yeah. I mean, DeMarco likes it. It's got a good pedigree. I'm hoping this one's really good.
Okay, we've done IVO Season 2. We've finished the Gundam mistake Lupin time.
Or maybe they don't even bother with IBO Season 2.
You've shown Season 1, you have to do Season 2.
I mean, not necessarily.
Yeah,
I don't know that Unicorn did that so bad that it's like... And I don't know that Unicorn... I don't know that, you know, IBO did badly at all. Maybe...
Yeah, I don't think it did bad.
They might want a little break from, you know, all the Gundam and giant robot stuff, though.
Okay, cool. Mob Psycho is like 12 episodes.
So I don't know if you guys do the same thing, but I've been reading some Reddit comments, some Twitter comments, you know, about Toonami's ratings for the past few weeks.
I don't even want to know.
I've seen some suggestion from people who say that maybe Toonami should air some lesser known shows, some shows that aren't really like big and popular, that people aren't rushing to watch subbed. So,
like what?
You know, some unknown gems. Like Lupin. Like Lupin is fairly popular, but we can all agree it's not really like mainstream.
There's a lot of Sentai. There's like they could get be like, okay, let's go back to the Sentai well and let's, you know, how about Log Horizon or Ushio and Tora?
Oh, yes.
Exactly. Like, those are shows that are hidden gems I think would do well in Toonami because, hey, no one's seen them before. They're brand new to new viewers, so it'd be a pretty good opportunity.
That's an interesting thought. I mean, like, I just don't want them to fall into that Sci-Fi Channel mistake of airing really crap shows.
I know, but Sci-Fi Channel also aired Gurren Lagann.
That was, I felt like that was a, like, almost like somebody didn't know what they were doing and they accidentally put a good show on that block. Because every other show that they aired was kind of like the most boring crap I'd ever seen. But that's just me.
One thing we can't be sure of is they're getting Stardust Crusaders.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a world dub premiere. So if someone wants to see the dub of Stardust Crusaders, they need to watch it on Toonami.
So that would probably that would definitely be the Attack on Titan replacement.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I think we're going to only have to, like I said, we're only have to wait a week and then we're going to know at least something, I think.
Yeah.
Really, the only big question mark is do they still do more Gundam or do they stop?
I mean, if they want more giant robots, they got the new season of Full Metal Panic coming and, you know, they got three other seasons worth of really good stuff to show.
I heard that got delayed.
Oh, hell. Of course it did. I can't have anything nice.
So it might be next year.
Well, that'd give them enough time to air the whole thing if they wanted.
But if anything from Samurai Jack I've learned is that, like, world premiere original content definitely does well on Toonami in terms of ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, shall we talk about Samurai Jack?
Probably.
Oh, yes. Watch out.
Samurai Jack, episode 61. In this episode, they're still kissing. They get outside the big obelisk, and Jack is like, nope, see you later. And so the Guardian's dead, and then there's a coup, and set. Fuck. Everything went so bad.
It did not go well at all.
And got off-screened.
What is the Guardian? I don't even know. Everybody was talking about it. I don't remember that.
He was the blue guy and that looked like Morpheus, and he was guarding the like time portal that Jack was supposed to use when he was like a grizzled old king or something. But he obviously never turned into a grizzled old king, and he apparently got killed off and the time portal destroyed.
Yeah, Jack finds his damaged glasses.
Okay. Yeah. Which basically means that it was sort of everyone assuming that, okay, that's the one portal Aku can't get because that dude was so badass, he like whooped Jack's ass without even trying all that hard.
So, you thought.
Yeah, like everyone thought that was going to be the way that he made it back. But it was a great little swerve there.
So clearly at this point, there are two options here. One, he does not go back to the past because there are no more time portals, and they are not just going to be like, just kidding, here's another one.
Or Ashi makes one. I mean,
that's option two. If he does go back to the past, it has to be because she makes one.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
But the question becomes, how does she make it? I mean,
she's got... I mean, if he kills Aku and she hangs on to enough of his juice, maybe she can, you know, swing one.
I'll tell you, that was another big swerve too, is that I think we were all like, oh yeah, the daughters of Aku doesn't know they exist. Well, turns out he did.
Well, was that one time.
Yeah, that was like, oh my God.
This one time where I left my baby juice in this.
Yeah, and he was like, goblet. And then I guess she drank it.
we were totally right. He just didn't he did it, but he just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, this is interesting. Here, have some of my liquid." And then they had babies. Mm-hmm.
But how did she?
Oh, yeah,
it's magic.
She didn't really drink it.
Yeah, it absorbed somehow his DNA or something. Yeah. Scaramouche was in this episode too for a while.
I loved like when he delivered the news to Aku, like it completely snapped him out of his malaise and they just started dancing like, yeah. Like that is my favorite gif ever.
Aku knows how to shake the booty.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Unspeakable booty.
Oh, no doubt.
But Scaramouche, rip.
Oh, yeah, he got done dirty. Aku didn't even wait to see what was going on. He's just like, nope, you're done.
It sucks too, because he traveled all that way just to deliver that one piece of news, and it turns out, oops, I'm too late.
Yep.
Hey, he should have just said, hey, as far as I know.
Yeah. Actually, who knows? I mean, Aku, it just doesn't take much to piss him off. He could just
sneeze on him wrong.
Right. But man, how did you know? And I knew this. I had a feeling this episode was gonna like end on like the lowest note, because you know then that makes the finale so much more rewarding. But man, that final shot.
Oh man, that was just
it's so good. Yeah.
There's a version of it. It's like a whole thing in the Jack thread that I'm just like, oh, that is so good.
If like it literally seems like they remade like one of the intro shots.
Oh, definitely. It is just damn.
It'd be crazy if the final episode they actually play like a different version of the intro with Aku narrating.
Oh, if that comes back for the final episode, I'll lose my shit.
Oh, definitely.
I have defeated the samurai.
Finally. After sending him a foolish samurai into the future, I struck him down and claimed his magic sword. Now there's no one left to oppose me. Like, you know, early next episode, the Scotsman's ghost is showing up, though, right?
Oh, yeah, all of them. All his daughters, all the people who were in that bar, they're all going to be there for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm, like, especially looking forward to the Scotsman, because you can't not have a season without Jack hanging out with his best friend. It's really kind of sad how that guy is his best friend, though.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It really is.
They're going to result in 22 minutes, so...
I mean, I think they can do it. It's just a matter of...
No, I think it's going to be like 90% a battle, because like that's what the promo was saying. It's like, this is the final battle. And also I want to mention too, I thought it was so cool how they did the promo for the finale, because like it even has like custom animation and stuff just for the promo. Mm-hmm. It's like they really planned it out.
I mean, I was about like before tsunami, I was like, you know, they better do a finale promo, because they did a finale promo for like fucking Samurai 7.
Yeah, seriously.
And if they don't do one for Samurai fucking Jack, then it'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, we forgot.
Oh, they had. I mean, they spent so much money making this show, they might as well.
No, it's just going to be Rick and Morty showing up.
Oh, god damn it.
Like they're in the middle of the final battle, and then Rick and Morty just come out, and Rick's like, it worked!
We made it, Morty! Morty, look, we're in an alternate future where... Wait, what's going on, Morty?
I don't know, Rick. There's this big giant black wizard guy with he looks like
Morty. Don't be racist. Kind of mask. No, don't be racist.
I'm trying to get in the middle of something. Go away.
It's okay. We're just looking for what are we? Szechuan chicken sauce.
Do you have any Mulan dipping sauce?
That would actually be a good fit. And
Oh, that's my favorite. Wait,
here's a good one.
I have a fridge full of it.
Okay, Morty, we'll go back. Oops, I dropped this time portal right here. Never mind, we'll just go. Let's go back. And then Jack just gets the time portal. My mind just wanders.
I mean, if they can make Rick and Morty show up in like Alien Covenant promos, I guess anything's possible.
Ah, boy.
Oh, yeah, Ashi got turned into mini Aku. And... there were a lot of people who were saying how that last episode with the romance, oh, it's just filler. I'm like, how the hell are you going to say that without having seen the whole thing?
Exactly.
Like I'm not sure understand what filler is sometimes.
I think it could have been handled a little bit better, but it definitely plays a role very finale. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's saying, oh, kill me, Jack, kill me. I'm like, no, don't do it, Gandhi, don't do it.
I thought he was going to do it.
But I'm starting to think she might, because she's when Aku's dead, she's going to be like the only remnant of his power left. So if you want to get rid of Aku 100%, either I or she is cleansed 100%.
I think maybe she winds up dying at the end, but before she dies, she makes a portal in time before the final blow is struck.
I think it's going to play out like none of us can imagine. And that's probably what I hope. Yeah. I hope it. I hope
so
it's
Rick and Morty.
Yeah. We won't know. No, we imagined that. It's going to be something we didn't even think of. That's going to be
Johnny Bravo is going to show up.
Every time you suggest something, then it can't happen. You're changing the future.
Samurai Jack actually ends. Oh no, what have I done?
Then he announced a spinoff.
Scaramouche gets his own show.
I'd watch that.
I would watch a Scaramouche and the Mongo, like buddy cop, buddy assassin spinoff.
Anyway, want to talk about Dragon Ball Super? Not really.
Whatever. This was okay. Wait, I forgot what happened.
Dragon Ball Super. Dragon Ball Super episode 18. I'm year 2. Training commences on Beerus's world, in which they do chores.
This episode is actually surprisingly funny.
Vegeta got turned into a maid, and he's totally cool with it.
This series, more than any other Dragon Ball I've seen, really just wants to make Vegeta look like an idiot.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. It's just funny.
He's used to holding the L, though. You know,
he is. But I'm just sorry for like hardcore Vegeta fans. Like, no, I don't want Vegeta to be embarrassed like this. This is humiliated.
No, that's all right. He gets some good moments later.
I hope so. Animation in this episode was really off. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, no, this whole arc is pretty rough in terms of animation. Apparently, they have like no lead time with these episodes, so it's all sort of done by the skin of their teeth.
This is still when they were like,
yeah,
you know, this was they were probably doing deep pre-production for the actual show while they were pumping these out.
Oh, definitely. You can pretty much tell because they had to. Yeah, they basically went, okay, we'll just adapt the two like movies and then we'll start from there because we have no time otherwise.
It was so weird because a character would look like fine in one shot and then they like on model and everything, and then the very next shot they would look like they were drawn by like somebody learning to draw Dragon Ball characters.
Yeah.
Really off.
Like it definitely gets better as the series goes because they're able to build themselves more and more lead time with each arc.
Yeah.
So like by the time we get to where we are now, it's going to look fucking awesome. And you guys are going to be like, yes.
Well, I mean, get back to like me the... when Videl is cool again.
She has a cool moment or two. So, you know, I mean,
apparently punch punch. Waifu Videl is in next episode. Cause she's in the promo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of the English opening?
It was
why?
Yeah, that's my thought too.
It's not really necessary. I don't know. I think I know why they did it, but they really couldn't get someone. I guess it's the original singer.
I think
singing
so.
in English. So it's like,
I mean, maybe it was a rights thing.
Up over it, it probably is.
I don't know. I mean, just like it's. I mean, the only thing that makes sense to me is that somebody was like, "Oh no! Well, this needs to be English because it's airing in America," and they. I mean, it's kind of neat that they got the same singer because it sounds the same, but his English is so bad that it might as well be in Japanese because I can't make out what he's saying.
Yeah, I was like, wait. What's he saying? Like, it originally didn't occur to me that, oh, wait, this is in English.
Yeah, like, even the English in the Dragon Ball opening for Buu Saga is better than that.
Well, I mean, that isn't that the voice actor singing it, though?
For the I don't know, but I mean, it's still broken English in Kai.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that at least I can make out more what they're saying. It's I wonder if it'll be there this next week. I'm assuming it will.
I don't know why they waited so long. I mean, if you're going to, dude, I guess it was a rights issue that took them a long time for the ink to dry. So,
well, yeah, or it's just, it's so strange because, like, or if they asked them to do it, like, hey, would you re-record this song in English for our English viewing audiences? Like, again, who's asking for that? Like, is somebody at, like, Adult Swim or Cartoon Network saying, hey?
I think it's just Toei trying to make sure it hits, you know, because...
But then they don't understand their own audience.
Well, I mean, the problem is that they had, you know, sort of the situation with One Piece, which is basically the last time they tried sending anything over that's quite as big as Super, and it got completely screwed over. So they're... So from the sound of it, they have a pretty tight leash on, you know, Funimation and the English version of it as a result.
The only thing I'm thinking, too, is that maybe they were, like, thinking, oh, well, we'll air Super on, like, Disney XD in the future, and maybe this will make it more palatable to them.
Oh, no, that's... oh, no, that's... No, that ain't gonna work.
No.
Yeah. But what I was going to say was also is like I don't even think that's true because I think one time I happened to tune into Disney XD when they were airing Shippuden and I think those openings were in Japanese.
No, like the problem with Shippuden was all the violence.
Yeah,
you know.
But
like
I mean, but I'm just talking about the language, just the language in the opening was I think even in Japanese on Disney XD.
Yeah, no, like I seriously do think it's just them worried that they're gonna miss another golden goose opportunity and being a little too tight with the how it's adapted.
Oh yeah. I mean, if anything, they've already if it happens to go south, it's because of what they it'll all be their fault, like, of course.
Yeah, but I figure like they'd probably rather have that than anything else.
Do you think, here's a secret thought I had. Do you think DeMarco does not like Japanese openings and that he wants American English openings on his block?
No, I don't think he cares.
No, because people would lose their minds once they changed popular openings.
I mean, we've had Japanese openings for...
Well, we didn't have a choice, though. Like, is this a situation where somebody was like, hey, we would get less people switching the channel if it was in English?
Honestly, I don't think he cares about the openings one way or another. I mean, he truncates most of them anyway.
Yeah, like they're like get down to 30 seconds.
It's just a thought. I mean, I don't think so either. But I'm just trying to like wrap my head around this decision because it's so out there.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's just the they don't want another One Piece situation.
And but again, that's just them being dumb because like everyone who is a remote anime fan loves their Japanese openings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no, everybody loves the opening to Cowboy Bebop. Yeah. Well, that's a bad example, but you know what I mean? Opening in Japanese, they love them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean. It's just them not wanting to screw the, you know, golden goose for the second time, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like they screwed One Piece over way too hard, and now they got a second chance. And
you could make the argument, though, that they're doing it the wrong way. Like, they're doing it backwards. Like, they should have never dubbed the One Piece openings and always had them in Japanese. Right. And it would have been better off. It's like they didn't learn their lesson or something.
No, like, I think it's that they want, like, creative control over whatever, you know?
Well, the thing with One Piece,
like, they basically signed the rights away to 4Kids and without thinking.
Well, the 4Kids thing is something different because Toei actually gave it to 4Kids a package deal with a few other shows.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking they're, you know, they gave it to the right people this time, but they want to, you know, maintain that tight control over it, you know, just in case.
But with Funimation actually dubbing the openings, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there was a change in the contracts for the music company in charge of licensing out the One Piece opening music, where it was a lot harder to license for dubbing in English.
There was one case I remember when they started the simul subs, when they kept one One Piece opening going longer than normal because they couldn't get the rights to the next one.
Right.
Also,
yeah.
Also there was the when they aired Dimension W, we didn't have the music for Or no, no, I'm sorry. No, it was the ending to Space Dandy. We right. did not. We never. I don't think they ever aired that for licensing reasons.
I'd be surprised if they even had an opening for that one. I mean, a closing.
They did, there was yeah, a closing too. It was a good right. one. I liked it, but I don't think it ever aired on Toonami for licensing reasons.
The opening was GOAT, so who cares?
Like some performers, they'll have a contract. This song cannot be aired on television or broadcast in another country, or without paying some sort of fee.
Yeah, it was probably some payment thing, or you know, they didn't license it properly in the U.S.
Oh well, I mean, I think okay, we've talked enough about that. Yeah. The only other thing I'll say is that Goku had to pee, and Lord Champa showed up.
Yes, Goku and almost peed off the thing. Yeah.
Look, it's Fat Beerus,
and he blew up a planet.
Who are these characters? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Super.
What the fuck is this show? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z Kai: The Final Chapters. Dragon Ball Z Kai, The Final Chapters, Episode 117, Wither Victory. What? A Battle Royale Championship match. In which case, now that the tournament is lame, let's go back to the tournament.
Yeah. I wish we never left in the first place, but if we're going to do it, at least 18's going to win quick.
Hell yeah. Know? I'll always be up for some 18.
Well, maybe not quick, but...
I read a spoiler, you're going to be mad.
I'm sure it's going to be over soon, I know. But whatever. Yeah,
you could tell at this point. You could tell at this point that Toriyama was like, "Okay, you know, this tournament is getting boring. Let's just—I don't care anymore. Let's just do a battle royale."
I mean, he
it's all finished.
Well, it got boring because he literally took away the fight everyone wanted to see. You know, it was like you're gonna have Goku versus Vegeta in the first round. Wow, that's gonna be awesome. And then it's like, well, not. He left too early. You know, he should have had that fight happen and then have everyone leave.
But weren't you so much more interested in the Majin guys?
No.
Exactly.
Aren't you so excited to see how, you know, Deborah comes out after he's done taking a shit?
In the meditation chamber? I have a question. Is the meditation chamber something special, or is it literally just a closet?
I think it's a closet. Technically, I think it's a filler thing. Like, there wasn't actually one in the manga.
Oh. It's not like the time room.
No, I think it's just someplace he sits while he focuses.
Where he takes a dump.
Yeah, no, pretty much. I think he just needed to take a shit before he went out, but he didn't want to say it. I gotta go meditate. But that's the bathroom.
Don't come in.
I can feel his power rising.
Enchiladas.
His ki is going crazy. His energy spiked.
Anyway, there's two other jabronis got jabronied.
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember their names.
But, I can't even remember what they look like.
Oh, it was
Killer. Well, there was racist black guy and blonde dude.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And date rapist blonde dude.
Yeah, they got done. Yeah,
gender hard. 18.
Yeah.
Gender no, 18. Don't diss her like that.
I'm saying that he had the same hairstyle.
Hers was way better.
18 is just such a great character. Like all female characters in Dragon Ball, just so underutilized.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, man. It's a shame. And the announcers, he's hip. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is. I actually like that guy, if only because he seems like he's smarter than literally everyone else on the face of the earth.
Yeah, he's the only one who sees through, like, you know, Mr. Saiyan's bullshit, and he's the only one who knows, who remembers Goku.
Yeah, like, he remembers Goku and Piccolo and Krillin and all that, and he's like, hey, man, just don't blow up the ring this time.
I mean, not to diss the guy or anything, but it didn't really take much to be smarter than half the people in this world. I mean, they're all a bunch of morons, basically.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. But, I mean, I got to respect the guy who he only cares about putting on a good show.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't care if you're good, you don't care if you're bad. He's just like, as long as you fight good, I'll let you fight, motherfuckers.
He's like a fight promoter or something. He's not really like a reporter, because if he was a reporter, he'd be freaking out about that somehow people can fly. But he didn't really care about that.
Yeah, you know, he's not Jimmy Firecracker. Yeah, he's not Jimmy Firecracker.
Yeah.
Wow, obscure reference.
It's not that obscure. It was last episode.
Yes, that's my man. Yeah, so Mr. Sane is pretty much no one who's he tried to do his dynamite punch and dynamite punch.
Yeah. Magnets in the floor and it turned him on and I got the iron in my blood because I ate my spinach.
He's going to win, isn't he?
What do you think?
I saw the spoiler.
I'm going to give him the old razzle.
He's going to win because Mighty Mask, a.k.a. the kids and A-Team won't fight or something, and he'll win by default or something.
Are you kidding? A-Team wants the cash. That's the whole reason she let Krillin into this thing, so she could get rich.
But she doesn't know that she would. I don't think A-Team's mean enough to fight those kids if she knew that it was them. So I don't know.
You kidding?
Oh, really?
Well, that's exactly like something she would do. You think she let the kids stand in her way? She win that money. Marin goes to college.
That's true.
I mean, Krillin ain't got a job. I mean, Krillin don't have no job.
She hasn't seen through the disguise yet. She hasn't seen through the disguise yet.
She probably don't give a shit.
Again, I'm telling you, everybody in this world is a freaking idiot.
I don't think she can actually sense energy, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, want to talk about Attack on Titan?
Yes.
All right.
Attack on Titan, episode 29, Soldier. In this episode, you know, all these experienced, you know, Scout Corps people are like, let's go, we're definitely coming back. And then the narrator voice is like, they all died.
Everything dies.
They were literally crying for their mama.
That's what makes it for me, when they cry for their mama.
That one dude just wanted a drink.
I feel real sorry for him. Can you blame him? Yeah, like that one drop came out, and he's like, here.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation about how series deal with death and the you know, famous anime deaths thread, which you should not go in because there's pretty big spoilers for stuff like One Piece. And
And Hunter too.
So yeah, Hunter Hunter too. And it's just this weird thing that Attack on Titan is basically the exact opposite of something like One Piece or even Naruto, in that basically everyone dies, you know?
Oh, man, this episode was, like, crazy morbid.
Yeah.
Like, there was a part where I was like, this is dark.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's sort of like so many people die that none of the deaths ever really hit home or have much real plot importance.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, it's the same problem where, like, people die a lot very frequently, and you're at the point where you're like, okay, I'm just going to expect everyone to die so I don't get attached to anybody. So
yeah, like most of the deaths in Game of Thrones don't really have any effect on the larger story. It's just that character's plot is done, and so we're going to kill him off. Which I'm not really a gigantic fan of, but I'm still liking Attack on Titan right now.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk a little bit about some of the cool things that happened. So obviously, the biggest thing is that it's revealed that Ymir is a Titan. What do they call them? Titan changers or
Titan shifter?
Yeah, whatever the hell it is.
So she's one of those. Also, earlier,
who didn't see that coming though?
It was pretty crazy. Though,
I didn't see it coming. I mean,
her name is Ymir.
So,
is that like Norse? It's like Norse.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's
a weird, crazy future past place. Who knows what kind of name makes sense.
For the dark world.
If that was her name and everyone else had like generic like American or Japanese names, then yeah, I'd be like, hey, she's a fucking Titan. But everyone, you know, kind of has
like Aaron
names,
and like
Unless you liner? unless you specifically know what Ymir means in Norse, you're not gonna notice.
I think there's literally a titan in Norse mythology called Ymir. All
right. Well, I didn't know that.
Again, if you didn't know that, you probably wouldn't notice.
Okay, right. Probably.
Well, anyway, so she can not only can she turn into a titan, she also can read some kind of language that I've never seen before, which I guess is a big, some sort of big revelation. And I think Renier or whatever was the guy who noticed that. So that was interesting. I also like the scene too, where the one girl, like, and she's like helping Rainer after he got his arm bit, and she's like being like really sweet to him, and he's just like secretly to himself, he's like, oh my god, please marry me.
that's been a running gag since I think season one.
Yeah.
But I kind of had the feeling like the moment she picked up the knife, I'm like, is she gonna jump and stab him? Wait. I started thinking maybe nah, but once she jumped, I'm like, yeah, she's probably a titan.
She's pretty tall too. You know, like even in her like normal ordinary form, she's kind of a tall girl, so I guess that makes sense.
Yep.
So yeah, like this is another episode where there's no Eren. And it works because there's no Eren.
And it's the best.
It does help when he's not around.
Okay, we've came up with the best way to fix our show. Get rid of the main character.
Well, I mean, in their defense, they did kill him off in like episode 2.
He should have stayed dead.
It should have stuck.
Yeah, no, it should have.
I was really hoping Mikasa would have become the main character, because I think...
Oh, wow.
Like, after her little flashback, Eren saved her, I thought, oh, maybe she's going to be the main character now. Like, but no.
You're asking too much.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I like Mikasa back then.
I still kind of like her.
Or Armin.
She's in the Mikazuki phase where it's like, you know, she'll just fuck up a titan, no questions asked, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Armin in season one kind of reminded me a little bit of Simon from Gurren Lagann, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the early version.
Yeah, it's the same sort of, oh, this is this little kid, but he got potential, you know?
Right. Yeah, so if he became the main character, that would have been cool. You know.
It just goes without saying, every character is better than Eren in this show, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's the one character who just yells and gets mad and then has the one thing everybody needs, which is the power to turn into a titan.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for that, he would be completely useless.
Yeah, I think so. Even Levi's like the character, he's like the Sasuke of this show. Like, I'm sure he's more popular.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he has no angst at all. He also just murders titans, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, he'll murder people too, though. Don't get him wrong.
Yeah, people really love the stoic characters a lot.
I mean, when our other option is Eren / Benazir, then yeah.
Benazir. What else?
That one titan got decanonized.
Boo.
Oh, and that's the episode, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week for okay, sure.
I mean, besides,
but Rainer did MMA the fuck out of that titan.
Yeah,
John Cena.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh man, I was hoping he was gonna body slam him, but no, he just lifted him up to the window.
Should have given him the people's elbow.
Yeah. None of those would work.
The people's elbow always works.
Anyway, want to talk about Tokyo Ghoul? No? Well, we have to do it anyway.
Flesh.
Tokyo Ghoul Episode 7, Captivity. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Did they censor that head cut? Did they crop it so that you couldn't actually see it?
Yeah, I think so.
Was that so? I mean, I'm assuming we're still getting, you know.
Well, like black censorship bars are mostly gone.
What I'm saying is that did that scene ever exist uncut?
I'm not too sure. I've never seen the Tokyo Ghoul uncut version, but I think it was uncut in the manga.
So, well, I mean, everything was uncut there.
It's another example of Studio Pierrot trying to, you know, turn Tokyo Ghoul into a shonen.
Yep. That's the problem with the character, the main character that everybody in the thread was talking about that just recently. But like, he has no angst. He has no interesting character traits. He's just, you know, the guy, like we said last week, who just goes around exclaiming things.
Oh my angst God. Isn't interesting.
Anything yeah. is better than what he is now, though. He is just like completely non-character.
It takes way too long to get to the really interesting parts.
Although, I guess he's got his sweet, sweet goth mask now.
Yeah. Darth Carnegie.
Well, I'm going to talk for a moment here about my feelings on the show. I don't know why I keep watching this. The show is, it's just, like I said in the thread, it's a show full of assholes. Like, everybody is like a jerk to everyone else for no good reason.
Yeah.
And you guys were talking about this, you know, several weeks ago, and I'm starting to appreciate what you said, which was, why can't the humans and the ghouls just figure out some solution to this problem? And because the problem is that the show, I don't know if it's a problem, but it's just a weird thing the show's doing where, like, it will have scenes where you're with the ghouls and you're like, oh man, it sucks being a ghoul. They're being hunted. Oh, this is terrible for the ghouls. And then they'll flip over and then show the other side and they'll be like, oh man, these ghouls are killing all the humans. We've got to protect the humans. And it's like, there are no good guys in this show.
Yeah. Everybody's... I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing, though.
I guess not. But I mean, it's just, but as a viewer,
the way it's handled isn't bad.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm watching a bunch of bad people do bad things and I can't get behind anybody.
The only asshole, like, I really enjoy watching is Motto because he's just so over the top.
He's like Emperor Palpatine. It's like you just want to see him laugh and be idiot, you know, just go off the wall. I like him, but for the wrong reasons.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. He's not like a character I'm like, oh, I want you to win.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the problem is that, like, you can do a situation where there's no good guys, you know, like where both sides are both have a point but are doing horrible things to each other.
You can totally do Legend of Galactic Heroes.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that can be done and is done all the time, but it has to be done better than this. Like, there has to be no other choice for what they're doing. Like, you can't have a situation where it's like, oh, well, if they just did this, you know, they could fix all their problems. And Tokyo Ghoul very clearly has one of those situations.
Yeah. Like, what keeps me interested in this show is just learning about the ghouls and, like, I'm sure they're never going to touch on this, but I would love to know, like, how long have they been around? Have they been around for 1,000 years? And if so, like, how has society been dealing with this for 1,000 years?
Maybe it's like X-Men. They have the X gene.
That would be interesting, and I would want to know about that. But I have a feeling the story's never going to go there, you know?
No. I mean, that would actually be a really interesting thing if, like, being a ghoul was a curable thing. Because then you'd have the main character be like, oh, wow, I can go back to my normal life. But then they'd be like, well, we'll do this, but you have to betray all your friends. Like, that would be an interesting conflict to have. That could be a really interesting thing to do.
The way the show has done it so far, it seems to suggest that ghouls are just another species of people.
Yeah,
and I'm assuming, I mean, I want to believe that they were only recently discovered. But if they've been around for a long time, then I'm just like, what is going, like, how could you, why would you let this go on for so long?
Yeah, it's very much like someone somewhere would have figured something out by now.
Yeah, they would have all just moved to another continent or something, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Which makes me believe it might be a more recent thing with the ghoul, because where's the military, where's the, like, the doves are supposed to be like a organization to take care of the ghouls, but...
Right. They don't seem
more
very,
like businessmen. Like,
they're not great at it.
But I feel like the Dugs have probably been doing it for like a few decades.
That still feels like it's way too long for how bad they are at this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If they've been doing it for decades, I'm like, they'd obviously be way scarier than they are right now. You know, it's one of those.
Well, I'm just going to say, we're kind of hitting the same notes, but I'm just like, again, it's more interesting to talk about this kind of stuff that isn't in the show. But the show itself is just like, oh, look, what's her face got really mad because the mom died, and so now she's going to get revenge, and then crazy wide-eyed dove guy is going to attack her using his Zabok toe or whatever the hell that
thing
is.
So awesome.
Yeah, and like that's the show, and I'm not interested in that.
That's sort of the problem, is that there is interesting stuff to be had, but none of it is what's been focused on so far.
Yeah, the premise is there, but I don't feel like they're doing it right. Yeah,
like, and they're also literally doing nothing with the premise.
And also, you know how Kaneki, he was a human turned to a ghoul, and he doesn't like being a ghoul.
Yeah.
For instance, there was a ghoul who wanted really badly to be a human, who didn't want to just eat humans their entire life and be in hiding.
Well, I mean, that character would have a lot more agency than Kaneki does, because, I mean, he literally just runs around doing absolutely nothing. Like, he is a spectator.
I can totally understand that in the manga, I bet Kaneki is a far more interesting character, because they're not, like, pussifying him like they are in the anime, I'm assuming. Yeah,
probably.
Toka, like, just slashed that guy. like they were just talking about, oh man, I can't wait to go back to the office, you know, start being those ghouls. I'm like, yeah, he's dead.
Is that her mask too, that she looks like a bunny? Her real mask? Okay.
Seriously?
I kind of like it. It's not bad. I mean, it's better than like some, like, really, you know.
Well, I mean, they have that guy who's like, hey, you want to hang out and watch some cannibalism? I mean, like a fluffy bunny mask. Are you kidding me?
I think it's good. I don't know. I kind of like it for some reason, at least because it's different. It's not.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, like, it's different.
Mask that just looks edgy.
I'm just having a hard time believing the guy that watches competitive cannibalism is like, you know, making he made that a fluffy bunny. Yeah. Like, I'm not buying that.
I give him props if he did then, you know, because that makes, at least he's kind of creative.
Like, that would be legit. Like, he actually thinks about the person that gets the mask.
Yeah. Well, I think they established that he does.
I guess.
And even still, like, it doesn't send a real world. Like, even if you wore a mask, especially someone would be able to tell, or at least guess, that you look similar to another person, to who you are in the real, to who you are without the mask. Yeah. Kaneki's mask is just, it's just one eye patch. One of his eyes is exposed. Hey, this guy who works at this cafe, he wears an eye patch.
Like, hey, look, here's the gourmet. Hey, you're clearly the gourmet.
Yeah, he has purple hair, just like the gourmet.
They're not hiding very well.
No.
No one would see us if they know us, if they saw us on the street. Yes, we would.
I will say, though, another character I kind of appreciate is Amon. Am I going to say this right? Amon? Whatever. The guy who just chugged down an entire bowl of ramen noodles.
Yeah. He's like, I mean, he's the character that, again, the show wants you to empathize with him. Like, he's the good human.
But it doesn't really work.
I guess not, but I mean, I kind of see where you're coming from, because it's like, he's like straight-laced, and, you know, he seems determined, and it's like, I kind of feel like, yeah, it's not a bad character. I mean, I think I like him for the reasons that you should like a character.
Yeah.
And the other guy, the crazy white-haired big-eye guy, like, I like him because he's just ridiculous. Like, you're not like, supposed to like him, but no, he's just a goofball.
Like, I sort of wish the straight-laced guy was more Togusa, you know? Yeah. Like, if they made him Togusa, I'd be like, yes, okay, I'm behind this guy. Because, like, Togusa's like, obviously he's a good dude, and, like, he empathizes with people, and he cares about shit. And
I don't know if it's trope-ish, but usually when
everything's tropish, type,
you know, who's straight laced and, you know, he wants to do the right thing, usually they end up either sympathizing with the other side who they're fighting against, or they end up switching to the other side. So
I don't think that's gonna happen.
I feel like he's going to at least, you know, look at ghouls differently as the show progresses.
If that happens, that would actually be an improvement for the show. Again, because I just hate this idea that, like, oh, they just hate each other. And it's like, come on, you're both intelligent creatures. You can have a conversation. You don't have to act like one of you is a wild feral beast and the other isn't.
Yeah. I mean, you can work something out.
And another thing I just thought of, the ghouls have been around for decades. When they have figured out a system to, you know, eat humans without actually hunting down and killing humans.
I think this is it.
Corpses, like,
yeah. I think what we're seeing in this show is the best they could do.
That is sad.
I think like, so. I mean, I think like, it's like really they
like no one can get a job as like a mortician or something.
It's like, yeah. Okay, we thought of that, but then we would not have a show.
Yeah, could be that too.
Like they can't try eating like cows or.
I mean, they could do have the thing where it's like, oh, they're all morticians and they eat the, you know, John Doe's and shit. But then, you know, they get hunted down anyway. And I think that'd be a more interesting show, you know, because it'd be like they're very clearly trying to live in the world, not bother anyone. And like they're being aggressed against.
Like I said, I can't believe I'm bringing this up. But like I said, I think Twilight did it better.
It probably did.
Because that's exactly what happens in that thing. There are these vampires who don't want to be dicks to people, you know?
Okay, that is the episode title. Twilight did it better.
Okay.
There we go. Write it down. But B-Dubs, I'm not sure if you read the manga, but is it ever brought up why they...
No, I can't say I read it.
Oh, because I just find it weird that, coffee, we can drink coffee, and it settles our stomach.
Well, like that's just a weird thing they can drink, I guess.
Yeah, it's just it's a fluke or something. Cause also, you said like, why can they just eat cows? And again, I don't think they could because that's kind of considered human food, you know.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think the coffee really thing is supposed to empathize
other than humans
and coffee
because of course.
Oh man, I hope this isn't like some like ghouls are like genetically engineered humans or something like I don't.
That would be more interesting.
Human evolution
again,
that would be an improvement.
I think that I agree. I think that would be at least there would be some basis for why these things are happening. It's just right now, it just feels like there's ghouls. Like why are there ghouls? Explain this to me. Is it just like they're supposed to be vampires and we just never knew?
Anyway let's talk about Hunter.
Yes. Yay.
Hunter x Hunter episode 51, A Brutal Battlefield, in which Krollo says his name and Neon's like, no, seriously, what?
It's Christopher Year from your
Krollo Lucifer. Togashi just has no idea how to spell.
Like, I'm serious. My name is Bad Guy McSpace Hitler.
At least she had, like, the obvious reaction that everyone should have when they hear that name. Like, what? Did your parents want you to grow up and be like an evil genocide guy or something?
This was the episode. It was basically an evening with Krollo and Neon. Where going out for tea, or that was it.
Yeah, no, they're hanging out, and we get to see how she does her fortune telling.
Although they had showed that before, they showed that when she was in that limousine or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got a better explanation for it now, though,
and. I mean, you guys were really excited about the final scene with the, like, he's like, you know, it's basically like Godfather, you know, at the end.
Yeah, no.
Everybody's dying to the music, or this is a poem or Requiem or whatever. I thought it was really well done, but I know what the significance of the poem is, so I didn't really get it.
The poem is her fortune telling. Basically,
no, I know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Like the poem was, you know, like it, like the first stanza is the first week, second, third, fourth, you know.
But is it is he talking about something that's going to happen?
It's something that already happened. They were talking, the poem was about Ubigen dying.
Oh, see, I didn't pick up on that. Okay.
Yeah. Basically, because of the time of the month, the first part of the poem already happened.
Okay. Well, I mean, I still thought it was a cool scene, but I just didn't get what the lyrics meant or whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to read through some of the Nen explanations more than once to really get it, if only because it's sort of like, wait, what? That's insane.
Yeah. Like the part of the poem where it says like, oh, they mourn their fallen friend, or was it the moon or something?
Something like that.
That was just, you know, that was a reference to, you know, the morning Ufugin.
Gotcha.
So, and Krollo starts to cry. So, oh, our bad guy, he has feelings.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Krollo Lucifer is not coming off looking all that bad in this episode.
I mean, he's not like, that's the, sort of the thing with them is that they're obviously bad dudes and do obviously bad shit. But they're not sort of like evil sociopath types. Yeah. I mean, they're kind of sociopaths, but, you know, it's like...
They're more layered, you know.
They're not crazy white-haired big-eye guy.
Yeah, they're not crazy white-haired big-eye guy. Yeah. I mean, when
I was totally down with Finks just running through people and spinning their heads like horses.
That was fantastic. And then there was the kid who basically remote-controlled guys into shooting their friends.
Mm.
With darts or whatever.
See, yeah. It's not such a bad thing having Tokyo Ghoul right before Hunter x Hunter.
Just for the references, the comparisons.
Yeah.
So, okay, don't answer this, but I just want to comment on it. So apparently Krollo's power is that he can create indoor fish that eat people. Well, I don't know what's going on here then, because like there are these fish that can only exist in a closed room, and they can but you don't die until they cease to exist.
That is technically a Nen power, yes.
It's a Nen power.
Krollo's power is a little complicated to explain. They'll go into it a little later, but it's very sort of versatile and dangerous.
Okay. Well, do answer me this. Did he make that happen?
Yes.
Okay. Because it just came in, there was just a scene and then suddenly those things were there and I didn't know how they got there.
Yeah, no, he made them get there. Okay. But that's not specifically his, I mean, it's his power, but it's not his power.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I think that scene where the guy had half his face in, you know, I think that was uncensored because I do not remember that while watching it subbed.
Wow.
So, very brutal way to go.
Well, I mean, also, he late
fucked
night.
That guy up with a pen, Jason Bourne style.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, Krollo is like one of the top tier guys in this world, so.
Yeah, you know what's funny? You guys keep saying that. It seems like we just keep getting to like, this guy's now, this guy, he's this one of the strongest guys in this show. Just
well, I mean, there's a bunch of like really strong guys in this show sort of scattered throughout the early arcs.
Yeah.
It's like how the, you know, warlords and the admirals show up throughout One Piece.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, so there's like a bunch of people who are like on their level.
Also, what's the Killua's family showed up?
Oh yeah, Zeno and Silva.
Yeah.
Basically, I bet they kill a motherfucker real good.
Oh, they know how to kill motherfuckers.
What did his sign say?
Never retire.
Never retire. Like, yeah.
like of course, shit, he's so cool.
You know, with a boss, like,
he's gonna give him a 30% discount if they want. If those assassins ever need a guy killed,
senior citizen discount.
So everyone's assigned themselves color names, but I think it's definitely a reference to Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, probably.
Well, they stopped that halfway through.
Yeah, because Zeno and Silver,
like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're like, we could kill all you guys in like 30 seconds. What do we care?
I mean, they're like,
you're all going to die anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're basically like, we're the only two that are going to live through this, so we don't care about any of you.
Especially you, guy with wooden mask.
If that guy makes it past next episode, I will be shocked.
Wait. So here's another question. Did they hire all of those people at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what that tells me? It tells me that the people in this world are just really bad at telling who's good and who's not good.
I mean, they just want to be sure.
Yeah.
Also, they just want to get the job done. So they're like, we don't care. Just get the biggest, baddest assassins.
Yeah, like each of the family.
Okay, Zeno and Silva will get the job done, but we need a lot more to get it done faster.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically like that all the families hired those small fry guys, and then like the rich guys were like, eh, fuck those guys, we're going to hire the big dogs.
It's like we could hire just them and they would eventually kill all the Phantom Troop, but we need this done tonight.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Pretty much. We know they're going to be here, so we want to kill them all off.
Unfortunately, the simple reality is those are the only two people in the assassins in the entire world that they could that actually have a chance.
Well, I mean, outside of Kurapika, who shows up.
Okay, those three.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Kurapika's first time, I guess, seeing
Zeno and Silva, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think no one outside of Killua has actually seen his family among, like, the main cast.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Anyway, I have no idea where this is going, because, like, the protagonists are on, like, the other side of the city.
Yeah, they want to get into this auction to get Greed Island. Well, the auction keeps getting postponed because of the Phantom Troop, so...
No, different auction they want.
Oh, it's a different auction.
Yeah, there's the regular auction where Greed Island's being sold, and then there's the underworld auction where everyone keeps getting shot.
You think they realize, okay, maybe we should not advertise this auction.
I mean, okay, you know what? You guys win all the bet. You guys win everything.
Neon just casually got into the car of a complete stranger.
Oh, yeah. No, she don't give a fuck.
Well, she doesn't strike me as particularly worldly.
No, I mean, she's very protected. I mean,
yeah.
She got, like, what, 3 handmaidens and 6 bodyguards? Like that's not, you know, something that
I'm the daughter of the Nostrad family. Like, no one's going to kidnap me.
Yeah, and she's also, like, hanging out with
Satan mixed space Hitler.
Exactly. Yeah. You seem like a nice guy.
Thank you for your name's Lucifer? Oh, I like you.
Yeah.
What, your name? Oh, your name's Time Lord Demon King?
I'll go with you. You seem like a good guy.
Anyway. Unicorn?
Okay, let's do it.
I guess.
Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn, episode 19, Another Cosmic Glow, which means more magical space bullshit.
You know what I just realized is the title, you know what it's referring to? It's referring to Space Ghosts, because we have Space Ghosts in this episode.
Hey, Space Ghost.
Space Ghost was awesome.
Ready? You're bringing me down, man!
Can we bring back Space Ghost on the block?
Anyway, so that's all I gotta say is that the what chick died and she turned into a space ghost, and that was the episode.
Also, whiny white haired dude died. Just kind of I'm shocked he died this episode because it's like, oh, he's dead now. Okay, whatever.
Oh, who cares? Remember? Oh, and do you remember he had his like his death scene was just like him like he's reaching out for full frontal.
Let me reach out for full frontal.
Give it to me.
You might not want to reach out.
I'm just like, he loves full frontal that much.
Well, who doesn't?
Anyway, now there's trapdoors in the mansion. And there's like 3 episodes of this left. How are there 3 fucking episodes left?
There just are. God.
Forever.
What is even left to do?
Well, they got to go talk to old man McBeardy guy, I guess.
And liberate the hair gel mines of Uranus.
I like these names to come with. Old man McBeardy guy, like.
Well, that's what he is. I don't know who he's. I know he has a name, but you know what I mean. The guy,
no one cares.
Who's in like the Iron Lung or whatever.
Yeah, like freaking Space FDR or whatever he is.
Yeah, exactly. Space FDR. That's pretty good.
FDR was not.
Well, that's been your Unicorn Minute. Want to talk about Shippuden?
Yes.
Naruto Shippuden, episode 158, Power to Believe, in which Tsunade gives a speech.
She saves the village with slugs.
She does.
I mean, I love that the thread somebody was like, if I saw 20 giant slugs coming down the street, I think I would run for my fucking life.
I'm like, seriously, help me, pain.
Exactly.
Save me from these slugs.
Well, I mean, I think everyone in the village knows she's got slugs. I think it sounds like an STD there.
Run into the slimy embrace of my slugs.
That's why Javiah hasn't gotten with her yet. She's got slugs.
She's got slugs, Naruto.
He missed her.
Wrap it up.
Okay.
Also, you know Gonzo's kind of a fuck.
Oh, God. Not that guy.
He's always an asshole.
Going around killing frogs.
Whatever. Donzo, man. Donzo's got... There's some shit with Donzo.
Oh, man. It's spectacular. It's just amazing.
All right. So I'll take slugs and Donzo over those two fucking old people. Oh, my God. I hate them. They didn't even get the proper talking down to that they should have. Even with Tsunade yelling in their face, I'm just like, somebody fucking slap these people. Oh, I hate them so much.
Why aren't you listening to your elders? Blah, blah, blah.
Fucking old people.
But also, they did have a point where it's like, don't bring back the target.
Except he's the old. Well, I mean, except he's the only guy that can win. He's got Shonen hero powers. Of course he can win.
And Tsunade is like, no, I have the script.
She did, though. Like, it was on her desk.
It's a script. I wrote it down myself.
Anyway, it's like, Sakura, you are the only one who can save everyone. You know the basics of triage. Nobody else in this village has ever worked in an emergency room.
And all she does is CPR. And all she knows is CPR.
She knows the trick of like, oh, we got to divide everybody up. You're the critical wounded in this corner.
She's the only one that knows any medicine.
I do like
and
that.
All
like,
she knows is CPR.
Choji was just like, whoa, you've really got this. And I was thinking, well, I think I could have figured that out.
Yeah, seriously. No, I mean, like, doesn't she just put her hands over some guy's chest and press down?
Probably, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, no, you don't give CPR to someone who's been stabbed.
Well, she has magic healing power. Breathe, maybe that's what she's doing.
It's magic CPR. Lungs.
What'd you say?
I say I can't breathe a hole in my lungs.
Yeah. Breathe, damn it!
There's a hole in my lungs.
They had to give Sakura something to do because they sure as hell aren't going to let her fight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she did punch that one summon thing.
I guess.
Made the Anbu guys look like shit. But, I mean, that's not hard to do.
My job is done.
Yeah, she got her one cool moment of the arc, so, you know.
Also, it's a little hard for me to feel bad about the normal, everyday citizens of the Leaf Village when, like, your whole world is made up of ninjas. I think I would be kind of a little more prepared for ninja attacks.
Yeah, you know, have like a freaking bomb shelter in your basement or something.
Yeah, but they're running around like, oh my god, what's happening? Oh my gosh, stuff's blowing up. It's like, dude, your entire civilization is based around the concept of ninjas. I think the fact that you're being attacked should not surprise you.
No, like you should have a plan in advance for this.
Yeah, you think they would come with like some sort of like chakra nuke or something?
Oh, shut up!
Oh god!
I guess it's on what the tail beast.
Oh,
perhaps a small chakra device that could maybe completely destroy a small warehouse.
Yeah, infused into the back of a filler character, perhaps.
Oh my god, who's a Trump of the Naruto world? I don't even know, man.
Donzo?
No.
Donzo has better hair.
Who is the Trump?
Donzo
of
might be close, but Donzo's like saying that's like making fun of her. Like Donzo's not as bad as Trump.
Some fucking filler character.
Yeah, it's probably some filler guy.
Yukimaru. Yeah, there we go.
The front page of the Onion is literally Trump quote: "I am a very stupid human being." End quote.
That's fantastic. Okay. What comes after Naruto?
Ghost in the Shell, standalone complex.
No one here saw Ghost in the Shell?
Yeah, do you want to
talk about it? There are Tachikomas. End of story.
Yes, it was the Tachikoma episode, which is awesome.
I went to bed after Hunter x Hunter, so I...
It was the Tachikoma was talking about life and meaning and death, and
I kind of felt bad didn't for like him. It.
Yeah, I know. Like they're getting freaking ghosts and shit, and like the Major's like, no, nah, we can't have this.
Yeah,
they got that individuality shit.
I mean,
episode went full Nier Automata.
Like, she's right. You don't want your, you know, military grade spider tanks to suddenly, you know.
I guess. I mean, it's the proper thing to do, but at the same time, I was like, don't just decommission them. Why don't you, like, go put them on a ramp?
This is how Tokyo Ghoul should do it.
Yes, probably.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of things that Tokyo Ghoul should do that it doesn't do.
Oh, boy. But yeah, it's a good episode, though. It was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll see you next week. That's it.
No
King That's everything.
We don't talk about that.
Wow.
We could. Anyway, we'll see you next week where we'll be talking about the fucking finale of Samurai Jack.
Oh my god, it's actually ending. I can't believe it.
Oh man.
We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Bye. Have a really good time. Later.